You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 30th show. I provide you news on everything money, fresh information and market trends in our economy, local conditions. And if you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can talk with the guests that I have in studio today. Just call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Terry Carlson with Erland Services Northwest. Are you suffering from headaches, migraines, attention, and concentration? These may be linked to visual, perceptual problems, and really the show is about money, and health is attached to money and your success. So we want you to be in the healthiest place that you can be. And Terry, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Second time I think I've had a conversation with you.
Yes, thank you very much for having me back.
And a little bit about Terry. Terry is owner of Erland Services Northwest, a specialist in diagnosis and treatment of visual perception disorder known as Erland syndrome. She is also a certified educator and specialist in literacy and special education for over 20 years. Terry is here to talk about Erland syndrome, visual perception, and performance solutions for those whose problems stem from light, especially fluorescent light. Optimizing your brain performance using the Erland method may be your answer to greatly improving your overall health and well-being. So we're talking about suffering from headaches and migraines, and I know a lot of people suffer from this. And from my conversation with you last time, Terry, it's kind of sad that a lot of people really don't know or have the resources to find out what the solution, or even that they have something that has been diagnosed and what it is, so that they can get treatment for that. And so that's why I'm happy to have you here. So let's talk about Erland syndrome and what that is.
So Erland syndrome has to do with, as we said at the beginning, the perceptual disorder, which means that people's brain is unable to process certain wavelengths of light. And when you think about light, light is has all the colors of the rainbow in it, and they travel at different speeds. And the brain's inability to process those different speeds causes distortions. And those distortions cause then physical symptoms such as headaches and fatigue. And mm-hmm. a lot of depth perception has to do with this as well. And anxiety, headaches. But people just aren't aware of it, and so they have a lot of coping skills to get through their day yeah. without realizing that light is the trigger.
Wow. So what other central signs that you have this syndrome?
So there are ways that people cope in such that they would take breaks. Uh-huh. So a lot of people, after 5 minutes of sitting at the computer, they'll, oh, I need to go get a cookie, or I need to go get a cup of coffee, and they take those breaks. So they're interrupting themselves because they're uncomfortable.
Okay.
And so those signs are things that people need to be more aware of that's interrupting their performance on their jobs.
Okay.
And they're not able to function properly.
So is this syndrome something, is there something that causes it, or are you born with it?
So there's people with Erland syndrome, it is hereditary. It's either from mom or dad.
Okay.
And it is, like I said, a processing disorder that they are born with in their brain. It's just it's not able to function properly. There are, the symptoms are the same if they have a head injury or PTSD, and those okay. are the more severe cases that we have. They suffer more from anxiety and more the migraines and those issues that people have, but the symptoms are the same.
So Terry, who is affected by Erland syndrome?
So,
is there a percentage of people that have this?
So approximately 46% of the population has this, from extremely severe, like I said, the PTSD, TBI clients, on down to moderate. And it's either hereditary or so you're born with this. So a lot of people aren't aware that they have this because they've always had headaches. They've always, and they just put up with it. And they just aren't aware. And then they talk to other people in their family. Mom says, well, I've always had a headache too. Uh-huh. When I read, doesn't everybody has a headache?
Yeah.
And so your quality of life, of course, goes down because you never really feel good,
mm-hmm.
but you just don't know that. So your baseline is headaches all the time.
Yes.
There are people, the other clients that I work with are TBI or PTSD clients, and that the symptoms are pretty much the same uh-huh. for both. Yeah.
So you were talking earlier about coming into a room and noticing, you were talking about my room and noticing with white walls and white ceilings. Talk a little bit more about that.
Right. So people, let's say in the workplace, and people always notice when they go to a certain meeting, they feel bad or they fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
They get their headaches, or they get anxious and they can't make a decision, or people get irritated when they go to these meetings all the time, and they're not aware that the white walls, the ceilings are white, like your meeting room here that I was uh-huh. noticing. The chairs are white. The uh-huh. table is white. The floors are white. You're looking into a fluorescent light when you're looking at your computer. You're looking into a fluorescent light when you're looking at your phone. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the interactive whiteboard. So all of that light is just flooding your brain, and then your brain is totally overloaded.
Wow.
And I don't know about you, but I've seen people just kind of nod off.
Yes.
In a meeting, and you know, we're discussing things. It's like, what's going on with that mm-hmm. person? Didn't they have enough coffee? Well, their brain is so overstimulated that now they just need to shut down mm. because it's too much.
So that can be good news, and the fact that if you know and you can recognize this, you know that you have the syndrome and you know what causes it, you can actually, you know, kind of put a protection in your rooms and say the time that you're spending time in to eliminate that. Is that correct?
Yes.
And if you're not paying attention to this, or you don't know what to look for, can it get worse as in time with continuing? Does that make the disease worse or the syndrome worse?
No, it's throughout the day it gets worse. And then, of course, then you're exhausted by sometimes 2 o'clock or by lunch or whatever. I also noticed in your meeting where you've got the fluorescent cans that come down and they're shining on each person in their chair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So pay attention to the lighting in there, too. It doesn't really get worse over time. It's just, it can affect your system as far as wearing down parts, you know, your physical being.
Yeah, we know if you're stressed out mm-hmm. and it's, you know, that can add all kinds of additional issues.
Right.
So what about a doctor or eye doctor? Are they good at being able to know that this is something that you might have?
Well, it's not medical. And it's not, even though it has to do with the brain, it's not visual because it doesn't have to do with clarity when you're looking at the eyes. When we think about this, when you're looking at something, the visual information goes through your eyes into your brain, and your brain is actually what is processing everything that's in your environment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so 70% of the information that we get goes through our eyes into our brain.
Uh-huh.
And the doctors don't really diagnose it, although more and more lately in the last, I'd say, month or so, most of the clients that I've been dealing with or have seen are brain injury people that are being sent to me by their neurologists.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what can you do to find out if you do have this?
So what I tell people, if they just call me randomly and say, I found you on the website, I'm mm-hmm. dealing with headaches, for example, I tell them, have they taken the self-test? That's number one.
Okay.
So there's self-tests for headaches and for migraines or for issues you have with academics.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some on there for autism as well, who suffer from a lot of visual stimulation and stress. And then there are those little black glasses at the top of the page. And when you touch on each one of those, the page turns a different color. So I have had people call me, and when they hit the green page, their whole body relaxed. They could feel their shoulders droop and their breathing. They started breathing, believe it or not. A lot of people hold their breath.
Yep.
So that's the first step. And if they've taken those self-tests and have answered yes to at least three, you know, of those questions on the mm-hmm. test, then they need to come in and see me. And then there's a two-step process. There's a screening process to determine the severity mm-hmm. of the syndrome and if they have it. And then we use color overlays to determine which colors work best for them. This is for reading,
mm-hmm.
so for the computer and the paper. And then they come back for a diagnostic after a couple of weeks using the overlays and see the benefits of the overlays. Then they come back for a diagnostic, and I customize colored filters for people so they wear their filters as glasses all the time.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that they're seeing the color that is going to put them in the best space.
Right. Now, when they look through the color, they don't see color.
Okay.
We see color on them. So if you had blue glasses, I would see blue glasses on you. But when you look through them, because they're filtering out those wavelengths of light, you don't see color.
Wow.
Everything is normal.
It's so beautiful that there's, you know, it's just understanding, you know, what's wrong and what the solution is to be to fix it. So the good news is that if you have this, it's just being able to diagnose it, know that it's there, and there's a solution to make it better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Terry, what is the Erlen method to eliminate these systems? You know, the glasses.
The glasses
The symptoms.
To eliminate the symptoms.
Uh-huh.
Well, the filters are the best.
Okay.
Because once you have them on your face and you're wearing them all the time, you're eliminating 100% of those symptoms that you have. And so it's immediate. When you come in and you get the right colors, it's within minutes.
Yeah, wow. So then the workspace and every place that you're in where you don't have control over what the color of the walls or the ceilings or, you know, what's going on there, there's really nothing that needs to be done there then. If you have your glasses that are filtered, it's going to take care of everything.
Right. Exactly. But if you can't, then, you know, maybe talk to somebody about changing out some of those fluorescent lights or getting lamps in there. Incandescent bulbs are the best, even though they've been outlawed.
Yeah.
As of 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. The government says we have to buy fluorescent light bulbs. LEDs might be something coming in the future, but there are people that are bothered by those as well.
Yeah.
If you need to wear a hat with a brim, wear one with the black underneath just to protect yourself from those lights coming down.
Yeah,
but you're getting reflection off the table into your eyes. So that's an issue too. So in that case, you would need some type of colored paper. So you can see all of these things that you could put in place for yourself, but then when you get up and go out of the room, you're right back to ground zero. And
exactly.
That's why the filters are the, you know, the best that'll take care of 100% of the issues.
So if you were talking to one of my parents listening and they have noticed some of the symptoms with a child, what would you say to them?
I would say then believe your child. If they are, I mean, watch their grades, watch how they're functioning. If they have a stomach ache every day when they go to school, something's going on. There's anxiety involved. If they get headaches every day and they're coming home every day, there's more to it. And if you go to the doctor and the doctor says, I don't see anything wrong, I'm not sure, go to the website, Erlen.com, and check it out and have them get on there with you and ask the questions. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And as we're wrapping up my time here with you, Terry, Erlen Awareness Week is on October 16th through the 20th. So how can people support your efforts and be a part of this community?
Well, share this with anyone and everyone you know, even though you might not suffer from this, somebody else you know might, or they might know somebody. And we also have another website called erlensyndrome.org, and that's our foundation.
Okay.
And we have, you know, once a week we have this Erlen Awareness Week, and we accept donations to help those people who might not be able to afford these on their own.
Uh-huh.
And we do support a lot of the military personnel with these filters.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Terry, thank you so much for coming into studio, and it's always nice to have something a little bit different than and unique that I'm sure a lot of people have not heard of. And when you've got over 40% of the population are probably have this symptom, it's great to have some resources. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And coming up next on The Money Hour, what's happening in the real estate market? I have Rosemary West and Maya Butler with RealLogic Sotheby International Realty right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.